Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Monday, the 11th of May, morning edition. Headline: Enterprise AI hits maturity. Quantum sounds a new note. So, stepping back and looking at what crossed the desk this morning, there's a pattern I cannot stop thinking about. Three completely different technical areas, but the same underlying shift, moving from look what we can do to now let's make it actually work. Enterprise teams are past the experimental phase with AI. They're asking harder questions now. Governance questions, workflow questions, the unsexy stuff that actually determines whether you get value or just burn budget. Meanwhile, over in quantum physics, researchers just demonstrated something that sounds like science fiction: encoding quantum information using sound instead of light or electricity. And that's not a distant maybe. That's a working prototype. And then web developers are getting practical tools that solve real problems. Better ways to understand networks, smarter code review, cleaner workflows. Let's get into it. Okay, so this first one properly matters if you're in any organization trying to figure out what to do with AI. OpenAI published a guide this morning on enterprise AI adoption, and I love this because it cuts straight through the hype. The real work is not in finding the right model. The real work is in trust, governance, and workflow design. That matters because most organizations are still treating AI like an experiment. Pilots, proofs of concept, things that never compound into actual impact. The company's getting value, they're treating it as infrastructure. Infrastructure needs proper foundations. Here's the uncomfortable truth. And I know this is going to sound boring, but this is where the actual money is. You cannot just hand Claude to 500 people and call it digital transformation. You need to think about who owns the decision-making when AI recommends something. How do you validate outputs? What happens when the model gets it wrong? That's not exciting. But that's the difference between we tried AI and AI saved us 20 hours a week per person. The companies that are scaling AI successfully? They're not the ones with the fanciest models. They're the ones who figured out governance first. They built trust systems. They designed workflows where AI fits naturally instead of bolting it on and hoping. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? If you're running pilots that never turn into anything real, this is probably why. Now, completely different corner of the tech world, but stay with me because this one is wild. Harvard researchers just demonstrated something that should not work in theory, but does. They coupled a single phonon, that's a quantum of vibrational energy, basically a quantum unit of sound, to a single atom. And this opens up a pathway to encode quantum information using sound instead of light or electricity. Think about that for a second. We've been building quantum systems around photons and electrical signals. Sound is a completely different game. Different properties, different ways to control it, different error characteristics. This is not a distant maybe. This is a working prototype. They actually demonstrated the coupling. That means researchers now have another tool in the quantum toolbox. And here's why that matters beyond the physics. Quantum computing right now is constrained by how we can encode and transmit information. Every new encoding method is another shot at solving the noise problem, the error correction problem, the scalability problem. Sound-based quantum information is not going to replace photonics overnight, but it's another pathway, another angle of attack. And in a field where progress has been slower than anyone wanted, that's huge. Have a think about what happens when researchers have three or four viable encoding methods instead of one. The whole landscape changes. Right, let me shift gears completely and talk about something every developer needs to understand, but most of us learned badly. There's a guide that went up this morning explaining hubs, switches, and routers for real-world debugging. And before you think, I know what a router does, hear me out. This is written for developers building on APIs, Docker, cloud infrastructure, the practical stuff, not the comp sci textbook version. It walks through MAC address tables, subnet masks, routing decisions, the actual mechanics of how packets move through networks. Because when something breaks in production at 2 a.m., you need to know whether the problem is at layer 2 or layer 3. You need to understand why your container cannot reach the database even though they're on the same network. I love this because it's the kind of knowledge that saves you hours of random trial and error. You stop guessing. You stop restarting things hoping it fixes itself. You actually understand what's happening. For anyone building distributed systems or debugging cloud deployments, this is the good stuff, the fundamentals that make everything else make sense. And honestly, most of us learned this backwards. We learned the high-level abstractions first, then had to reverse engineer the underlying mechanics when something broke. This guide does it the right way round. Okay, so this next one is for anyone using Claude Code or similar AI coding tools. There's a new plugin called Adams Review, multi-agent PR reviews. And what stood out to me is not just that it works, it's that it's catching significantly more real bugs than built-in review tools while also reducing false positives. Here's how it works. It runs parallel sub-agents with persistent JSON state and validation passes. So instead of one big review that misses things, you get multiple focused reviews that validate each other. The developer who built this said it catches things that CodeRabbit and the built-in Claude reviewer both miss. But more importantly, fewer false positives. That matters because false positives are what make you stop trusting the tool. If your reviewer flags 50 things and 45 of them are noise, you stop paying attention. But if it flags 10 things and 9 of them are real issues, you pay attention. This is still early. It's a plugin, not a product. But the approach is solid. Using multiple focused agents instead of one general purpose reviewer, that's how you get better signal to noise. If you're using AI for code review and finding it too noisy, this is worth experimenting with. Right, pulling all of this together. What I keep coming back to from today's digest is that we're seeing the shift from experimentation to application across multiple domains. Enterprise AI is moving past pilots, quantum research is demonstrating working prototypes, developer tools are getting more precise, not just more features. That's the pattern, not what if we could, but here's how we did. And honestly, that's where the interesting work starts, because once something moves from theory to practice, the questions get harder, the trade-offs get real. You cannot hand-wave the governance stuff or the error correction stuff or the debugging stuff anymore. You have to build it properly. So if you're working on any of this, AI adoption, quantum systems, distributed infrastructure, the companies and teams winning right now, they're the ones who stopped chasing the next shiny thing and started building solid foundations. Something to think about this week. That's your Luma Digest for this morning. Links to everything in the show notes. Thanks for listening.